You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome to Students Incorporated. I'm your host, Mr. Jason. Join me weekly as my team and I produce content that's informative, positive, fun, and uplifting. This podcast is created and produced with the help of students from the International Community School of Bangkok. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the show. I'm joined by my co-hosts, Mia and Toto, who's standing in for Frank today. In today's episode, you'll get to meet the final five Season 3 team members, and you may recognize two of them from Season 2. Then for Segment 2, my team and I will be talking about something called the marketing mix. So stick around and be prepared to go back to school, and you may want to take some notes while you're at it. But before we jump into Segment 1, let's hear our quote of the day and get some headline news.
Our quote of the day comes from Jim Rohn, author, speaker, and entrepreneur. He's quoted to have said, "If you just communicate, you can get by. But if you communicate skillfully, you can work miracles." The quote itself is straightforward, but my understanding of it would be that the more you communicate with your teammates in a project, the better the result would be. Communication is the framework of not only marketing, jobs, and projects, but the key component of our social life. If you want success in this life, make sure to communicate with others. And that's the quote of the day. So now on to some headline news.
Thank you for our quote of the day. Now here's some headline news from around the world. Actually, no. Today, we'll be picking up on three major marketing campaigns from this year. Our first campaign comes from Nissan. In this ad campaign, TBWA, a major advertising firm, linked Nissan's Japanese roots and tradition to its new high beam assistant, Safety, to ensure driving safety. The blend of the car's headlights and Japanese hand-painted fans resulted in one of the most creative campaigns for vehicles. Our next campaign comes from Chanel. This campaign really could be the best campaign Chanel has ever produced. In the advertisement, a young child draws the iconic Chanel No. 5 bottle with the simple words, "Happy Mother's Day." This advertisement does a fantastic job of matching a mother's labor of love with a luxury purchase. And finally, our last campaign comes from Food Panda. Midas PR, another advertising company, created an advert for the mobile food delivery marketplace during the COVID-19 lockdown period. It was the perfect advert, befitting that time period, as the simple advertisement consisted of an artwork of a Food Panda bag left outside a porch, meaning that the contactless delivery ensured both the delivery person and the customer's safety. And that's our marketing news for this episode.
Thank you for the quote and the headline news. For this first segment, we'll be introducing you to our final five team members from Season 3. And if you've listened to any of our Season 2 episodes, which I encourage you to do, you may recognize a couple of these voices. Okay, without further ado, we welcome to the studio Fonda, Maddie, Joseph, Premi, and Rebecca. Welcome, everybody. I know we're a bit cramped in here, but we'll make it work. Mia, go ahead and start us off with our first question.
All right. Hi, guys. So nice to see you all in here. All right. For our first question, if you all could go around the room and introduce yourself, then let us know what role you guys play this season.
Hi, guys. My name is Fonda. I'm a junior this year, and it is actually my first time being on the podcast, which I'm really excited about. My role for this season is marketing and promotion specialist, which I'm responsible for developing and executing strategies to increase the podcast visibility and audience engagement. This involves creating and managing marketing campaigns and promoting episodes.
Hello, guys. My name is Maddie, and I'm a senior this year. This is my first year in this marketing class, and I'm the sponsorship guy, meaning that I secure sponsorships and advertising deals for the podcast.
Hello, guys. I'm Joseph. I'm a senior, and this is also my first year on the podcast. I'm the data analyst, which I go through like the social media accounts and see the analytics to make the podcast be better.
Hi, everyone. I'm Premi. I'm a senior this year, too. My second year on the podcast. It's so nice to be back. And I'm the production team manager this year, which means I basically oversee like the different parts or aspects of production. And also an important aspect of what I have to do is also like look forward 2 weeks, 3 weeks to make sure everything runs smoothly.
Hi, everyone. It's been a long time since my last recording session. I miss being up here. My name is Rebecca, and I'm a senior this year. I'm also a student athlete playing both volleyball and badminton. This is my second year with our fantastic podcast team, and I'm playing as the marketing coordinator for this season. In this role, I focus on developing and executing marketing strategies, coordinating with the production team to ensure everything aligns with the schedules, and managing the marketing team and workflow.
All right, thank you all for your answers. Now, on to the next question. If you guys had a chance to choose any topic or guest for one of our episodes, who or what would it be?
If I had to choose one guest, that would be Bruno Mars, just because I'm a very big fan of him. And it would definitely complete my dream to see him walk into the room, because I'd definitely leave the door open for him.
My dream guest for one of our episodes would be LeBron James. He's my favorite basketball player of all time, and I've been watching him play since I was very young. And we all know that LeBron is the GOAT. He's extremely successful on and off the court, and he's a role model for many young athletes throughout the world. If he's sitting in the studio right now, I would ask about his career and his advice on how to be successful like himself.
If I could choose one guest, it would be Post Malone, because he's one of my favorite artists, and he is so talented. He can like make different types of music, like from like country to like rock. So it would be really great to let him tell us how he does all these incredible things.
I love all these answers. If it were me, I think I would choose probably an author, probably maybe Alice Oseman. I'd ask them about like their career, and also because I think their screenwriting and author journey has really like progressed and has just been so great over these past few years. So I think that'd be a really cool topic and a guest to have on the podcast.
I really like this question, Mia. Thanks for asking. If I could choose any topic or guest for one of our episodes, I would focus on business, especially with the title, The Secret Behind the Success of Beijing Time Fengjing Culture and Entertainment Company. My ideal guest would be Li Wen, aka Li Fei, a shareholder and the key figure behind that company. If you know me, you all know that I'm a big fan of Su Xianhao, one of the idols under this company. So I'm really curious about how an idol company operates and functions within society.
Such interesting answers. Thank you very much. So to move on, what's one unique fact about yourself that maybe no one else knows about?
I don't think I have a unique fact about myself, but there's something that some people might not know, which is I'm a twin with the co-host this season, Frank. But we don't actually know who's older, because our mom said that the doctor pulled our legs out right at the same time. So it has always been a secret.
One unique fact about me is that my favorite color is pink. I have a pink backpack and pink shoes, and I love the color pink.
One thing I haven't really told anyone is that this past summer I participated in like a go-kart racing competition, so it was really fun.
I don't know why, but when I was younger, I really wanted to be a ventriloquist, and I tried really hard. I don't know why. I like read like detective books, and I thought it was really cool, so I wanted to be, but my dreams, alas, did not come true.
To be honest, there isn't a unique fact about me that others might not know, since I post regularly on my Instagram, since I like to share about my life, as I'm pretty open and extroverted. I enjoy interacting with people and sharing details about my life. If I had to mention something, it would be that I don't like eating hair tail because it has a lot of bones, and I'm too lazy to pick them out.
All right. You guys really wowed me there with the first one. Fonda did not know your legs were pulled out at the same time. And I also agree with Maddie. Pink is a really great color. All right. Thank you all for your answers and your very unique facts. All right. Now on to the next question. If you guys could swap roles with anyone this season for just one episode, which role would it be and why?
If I could swap my role with one person, it would be the co-host, because I think I would have so much fun interacting with our guests since I'm an outgoing person.
If I'm able to swap roles with anyone this season, I would also choose to be a co-host. I want to try interviewing others, and I want to know how it feels like to be able to talk to famous people who are invited to our podcast.
If I have to switch roles with one person, it probably would be Indy, like the social media thing, because I feel like it was really fun, like, creating the reels with them.
Honestly, my first instinctual answer was co-host, because I think it was really fun last season, but I think I've done a lot of that. So maybe Yenhao last year from last season, his job was to like kind of like tech engineer. I think it'd be really cool to like watch the little lines and sounds run as people record and like to hear from your headphones.
Wow, there's quite a lot of competition here about co-host. For me, if I could swap roles with anyone this season, I'd also choose to be a co-host. I miss being up here and engaging in meaningful conversations with our guest speakers, as well as learning directly from them. For those who don't know, I was a co-host last year with Premi, and I really miss those times when Chanya and Ian Howe were still with us. We created so many great memories together.
I see. Fonda, Maddie, and Rebecca, you should be jealous of me, because right now I'm like the spare co-host. So to continue, what's one or two things that you enjoyed so far this season, and why?
I've been enjoying working with my marketing team throughout the first few weeks of our season, since everyone is so engaging and always willing to help. We're so also lucky to have Rebecca, who is our marketing coordinator, who's been keeping us organized and making sure that everything runs smoothly. I'm glad to be part of the marketing team.
One thing I really enjoy in this class is getting to know my classmates better, like Fonda, Hiwi, Camden, and Rebecca. And I also really enjoy working in the marketing team.
One thing I really enjoyed this season was the fundraiser. We got a lot of money, and we also got to work with people that I would never thought I would be working with.
Yeah, to echo that, I think the fundraiser was really fun. And also, one thing I enjoyed this season is we have so many people. You guys have to understand, we had like 4 people in class. We'd sit in one little corner, and then like that was all we did. So I think I really enjoyed like having a lot more people. It comes with challenges, but also I think like opportunities. So that's been fun.
One of the things I've enjoyed most this season has been collaborating with my marketing team. It's been so rewarding to see us working together and coming up with new marketing ideas. Shout out to Maddie for stepping up and handling the Thai translation for our reel with Mr. Tuck and Mrs. Elsie. It really helped boost our audience engagement and shares. Another big thanks to Huey and Indy for their dedication and amazing work, especially their fantastic trend ideas and editing skills. And here's another shout out to Fonda and Camden for making so many delicious cookies. My sister and I really like it. I truly appreciate everyone on the marketing team for putting in so much effort together.
All right, thank you guys. Honestly, I'm so glad that you guys have been enjoying this season so far, because same. Now, moving on to our final question, we'll ask 2 of our season 2 veterans, Premi and Rebecca. Now, our question is, what's some good advice you'd give to the season 3 podcast team?
Okay, so the first word that comes to mind is communication. From last season, we had like very little people, and that was really important to communicate then too. And I think it really shows the importance of communication now that we have like an even bigger class. Just make sure if something doesn't go your way or you can't get something done, just talk to your team leader or talk to Mr. Jason. And yeah, just communicate your needs, your wants, and what goes wrong. And then always just be open. Also be open-minded. There's so many things and so many opportunities for learning in a more professional environment that you might not anywhere else in school. So I think just being open to new opportunities, new lessons, and communication, I think it'll be a very fun season.
Thank you for sharing, Premi. My advice for the season 3 podcast team is to stay organized and avoid procrastination when preparing your questions. Every guest speaker will appreciate receiving questions on time or even earlier so they can be fully prepared. Secondly, always mark recording dates on your calendar. Missing a recording not only shows a lack of respect for the guests, but also for your co-hosts. Be accountable for the commitments you make. I also hope you enjoy your time as a co-host, as it was such a great life experience for me. And I hope it will be the same for you.
Okay, thank you, everybody. We've now just introduced our entire season 3 team, which is, I think there's 18 of us this year. So like Premi said, last year we had 4, now we have 18. So it comes with some challenges, but also we have so much good creativity and such a good team this year. So I'm really excited how things are going to go. If you've missed meeting our other team members, go back and listen to episodes 65, 66, and 67. All right, we'll be right back with segment 2 after this short PSA.
1, 2, 3, 4. For this week's PSA, we would like to announce our potential sponsors for these next episodes. As you all know, the ICS Finance Club has kindly sponsored episode 66, and in the next episodes, we will have even more clubs up our sleeve. Now, as a teaser, we have ICS's Sports Medicine Club in progress for all you athletes interested in the realm of sports and medicine. Next up, the Design Workshop Club for the creative artists and crafters. And finally, the Dance Club for anyone who loves to show their expression through dance. So don't forget to stay tuned for these next episodes.
And we are back with our second segment, and I'm joined by Mia, Toto, and Premi. In this segment, we'll be talking about marketing and specifically something called the marketing mix. Maybe you've heard of this term before, or maybe you listened to an episode 38 from season 2 where we had special guest Miss Anisha, an expert in the marketing field. But if you're like me, I tend to forget sometimes, so it's always a good idea to get a refresher course. So consider this segment our Marketing 101 class, free of charge. Here's a basic definition of marketing. Marketing is a strategic process of creating, communicating, delivering, and exchanging value to meet the wants and needs of stakeholders and customers. We are familiar with the term customers, but not everybody knows what the term stakeholders means. So stakeholders are anyone that has vested interest in the success of a business or an organization. Employees can be stakeholders, suppliers are stakeholders, shareholders are stakeholders, and even community leaders can be stakeholders, and etc. Now that I've shared the definition of marketing, which includes key terms such as strategic process, creating, communicating, delivering, and an exchange of value, let's look at the marketing mix. So to begin, I've asked Premi to kick off our free Marketing 101 class time and introduce the term marketing mix, which is the scope of marketing.
All right, thank you so much, Mr. Jason. So the marketing mix often deals with the scope of marketing is composed of the activities and strategies involved in understanding, attracting, and retaining customers to drive to success. In other words, the marketing mix helps firm to not stay in the status quo. An easy way to remember this is by the acronym that starts with all P's: product, price, place, and promotion. To give a quick introduction to each, product and service can be defined by any goods or services offered by businesses to meet customers' needs or wants. Place refers to the distribution channels used to deliver a product or service to customers. Promotion involves the various activities or strategies used to communicate a product's value to their target audience. And to go in more depth about the first P in the marketing mix, Mia is up next.
All right, the first P in the marketing mix is product. In this case, a product is any good or service offered by a business to meet customer needs or wants. It includes the design, features, quality, and branding that distinguishes it in the marketplace. Now, to better understand this definition, I'll give you all an example. I love wearing lipsticks, and as you all know, there are many lipsticks in the makeup industry, but my all-time favorite lipstick brand is Fenty. And this is because Fenty's lip products are nourishing, they vary in color, and their packaging is also super high quality as well. Now, because of these characteristics, Fenty has already distinguished itself from other lipstick brands, hence why their products have been selling well since the makeup brand launched. Their packaging, branding, and features all relate back to their lip products. So remember, having a good product is essential in marketing because all the other three P's in the marketing mix depend on it. Next, I'll hand it over to Toto to talk about the next P in the marketing mix.
Thank you, Mia. The second P in the marketing mix is price, the amount customers pay for a product or service. It reflects the value perceived by the customer and the impacts in demand, profitability, and competitive positioning. For instance, if you were to choose between cheap food and food with an insanely expensive price tag, what would you choose? I would choose the expensive one because with the price, I can expect quality and a good experience eating it. But then I could see other people choosing the cheap one too, as people have to choose to be friendly to their wallet while buying something they really need. To summarize, to meet the wants and needs of like people, businesses price products differently for different customer segments to maximize profits from both of them. Next, I hand it over to Premi again to talk about the next P in the marketing mix.
The third P is place. Place comes from the distributional channels used to deliver a product or service to customers. This involves locations, methods through which a product or service is made available to the target market. An example of this is a consideration of where the product should be available and distributed. For instance, in a traditional brick-and-mortar stores or online, and how this will be displayed. In the context of maximization of profit, the firms would have to conduct market research, and following the findings from such research, then form marketing strategies in a way that would drive the most sales. The P place of marketing can also be used as a leverage to differentiate the firm from its competitors as well. Take Amazon, for example, a novel idea of its time of creation that emphasizes the distribution channels as differentiation. A wonderful illustration of how effective the execution and planning of the P place in marketing mix can be, and shows the importance of place in the marketing mix. Next, I'll hand it over to Mia to talk about the final P in the marketing mix.
The fourth and final P in the marketing mix is promotion. Promotion happens when a business utilizes various activities and strategies used to communicate a product's value to the target audience. Now, this includes advertising, sales promotions, public relations, and personal selling to boost awareness and drive sales. For example, if you were to own a company that just launched a new product, no one would know about that product if you didn't promote it. Now, we know that distribution channels such as Instagram, TikTok, X will come in super handy when you're trying to boost awareness about your product through promotion. All right, and there you have it, everyone, the marketing mix and the four P's. What's next, Mr. Jason?
All right, thank you everyone for sharing about the marketing mix. It's not a magic formula to success. However, when doing marketing, all four P's of the mix need to be considered carefully. Next, Toto will explain the importance of market research and marketing strategies.
All right. Market research is the gathering and analyzing of data about your customers, competitors, and market trends. Market research helps businesses understand customer needs and preferences, informing strategic decisions and reducing risks. And marketing strategies, the word strategy just means plans. Marketing strategies are plans designed to achieve specific business goals, and you do this by reaching and engaging a target audience. Market strategies involve coordinated use of the marketing mix, as mentioned before, product, price, place, and promotion, to create a competitive advantage, which will in turn help drive businesses successful. Yeah. So put it plainly, marketing also includes doing research and then making a plan based on what you learn from the research. Now to close out our Marketing 101 free class, Premi and Mia will share a few more core marketing concepts.
Thanks, Toto. Another core concept besides understanding the marketing mix is understanding that we are all customers and stakeholders of different things. And we all have needs, wants, and demands. So what's the difference between these three things? Needs, wants, and demands. Needs are essential human requirements for survival or quality of life. Wants are the desires for enjoyment or satisfaction through goods or services. And finally, demands are essentially wants or desires supported by the purchasing power. This means you have to be both willing and able to buy the product or service. Now finally, Mia will close us out by explaining to us the concept of marketing offers.
Thank you, Premi. Now, what are market offerings? Well, they can be grouped into three different categories. All right, offerings is basically the thing or things your business offers to its customers. These offerings fit into three distinct categories. A market offering can be a product, a service, or an experience. A product is a tangible good offered by businesses to meet and satisfy customer needs or wants. For example, the brand Colgate specializes in making toothpastes and toothbrushes. Therefore, a product in their company would be a toothbrush or a toothpaste. Next is service. Service is an intangible offering provided by businesses to meet and satisfy customer needs or wants, typically involving skills or expertise. For example, I love getting my nails done, and since I'm unable to do my own nails, I pay someone else to paint, to style, and trim my nails to my liking. Now, this would be an example of a service. And finally, experience. Experiences are memorable interactions or engagements that customers have that are designed to evoke emotions and also build lasting impressions. For example, me and my family love to go ziplining here in Bangkok, and the experience of feeling the adrenaline before you go down the zipline and feeling the rush of air passing through would be an example of an experience.
Thank you, everyone, for sharing, and that ends our Marketing 101 class. Remember, above everything else, marketing is about communication. In fact, if I had to define marketing with just one word, it would be the word communication. Marketing, above all else, is about communicating. Everything we do communicates something. All right, thank you for tuning in. And as always, this podcast would not be possible without the hard work and support of our international student production team.
All music and sound effects are courtesy of Pixabay.com, a vibrant community of creatives, sharing copyright-free images, videos, and music.
And we are signing off until next time. We are Students Incorporated, because your voice matters.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.